How do we shine light into the darkness of the dietary jungle? What do we really need to eat and do to heal our bodies, find emotional balance, and achieve optimal health? This podcast will bring you the answers to these questions. My name is Fabio Bellanova, and you are listening to the Intuitive Health Podcast. As the vegan movement is really growing, especially in the last 5 to 10 years, naturally, more and more people are finding out about raw veganism, detoxification, juice fasting, and becoming more health conscious overall. Today, I want to share from the bottom of my heart the flaws of detoxification, and I want to hopefully save a lot of people from the mistakes I made and maybe help some people that are stuck in the cleanse binge cycle to get out of their mindset and shift their perspective on cleansing and detoxification and how to adapt a healthy lifestyle. So first of all, I'm going to share my story again. Maybe some of you might know it again. And later on, I'm going into the specifics of why some of the things that, especially the gurus, the big gurus like Dr. Robert Moores or John Rose or others in this health community are sharing are really flaws that aren't sustainable to do, especially long term. So my journey started 5 years ago, around almost exactly 5 years ago. I adapted a vegan lifestyle because of health reasons initially, and then later I found out about the environment and especially about the suffering of the animals. But because I was going into veganism for my health, I was also intrigued. I was interested in learning more. What is the next step? After I hit a plateau, after going vegan, I felt much better. But then I was like, okay, what's the next step? And the next step that most people find is raw veganism, fruitarianism, detoxification, and fasting. The thing is, I not only misinterpreted the information that was being presented by many of these gurus online, but I was also being influenced by other detox people, especially through Instagram and social media, who, were posting juices all day and they were on these huge long juice fasts. And the problem is that many of the people in the community believe that first, the body needs to be cleansed fully, needs to be broken down, and needs to be cleaned to start from scratch. And many say the analogy of, oh, before you want to renovate a house, you need to take everything out of the house and then you can put new stuff in. Yes, it makes sense in that way. But the problem is the people don't understand how to clean the house properly. So what I did is I jumped into these huge long juice fasts before even learning how to eat properly. And that is the biggest mistakes most people do, because when you go on a juice fast that is 20, 30, 40, 100, I see people that did over a year of just juice and now they are struggling eating again because the body is just not used to having any fiber and any solid food anymore. Of course, the body struggles digesting any food if it hasn't been fed properly. And that is exactly the point. People want to slowly introduce food again after their fasting periods, but often, or most of the time, fasting also is combined with restriction. So even though most people might get enough calories if they drink enough, but many people don't, they don't get enough calories from the juices they drink. On top of that, they don't get enough fiber, they don't get enough minerals, and they're just lacking nutrition in general. So the body gets so hungry, and then once the people stop fasting, all the old programming comes in again. All of the old conditioning of how to eat comes up again. And then they start binging. And that's when the cleanse and binge cycle, as I touched on quickly in the beginning, starts. And what then people conclude is, okay, I haven't cleaned my temple fully because I have all these cravings for unhealthy food. So they go back to juice fasting because they think they aren't done yet. And this is really a toxic mindset. This is a completely toxic and delusional behavior that I was stuck in myself. And yeah, I'm really sorry if I inspired anybody, really. If I just inspired one person to go on a long juice fast, I'm sorry for that, because now I know better, and I really wish I knew from the beginning. But also the beautiful thing is now I can really see the full picture, because I experienced what many people go through, and I overcame it. I overcame this toxic behavior and toxic mindset of going back and forth between cleansing, juice fasting, and binging on cooked and especially processed and unhealthy food. And what I'm doing now is not optimal in the eyes of, you know, what is optimal as humans, which would be a fruit-based, high raw, low fat lifestyle. I'm doing currently high fruit, high raw, whole food, plant-based lifestyle. So I went back to eating cooked. And this is also goes out to many people that I watched going back to go eating animal products. Many people in the raw community, they cleansed so much that their body just didn't function anymore, and then they thought they have to go back to animal products and it made them feel better. This is not necessary. It's completely unnecessary to make animals suffer and kill animals just to find our health anymore. It's better than cleansing for health reasons in some ways, because it makes us more stable. But just a whole food plant-based lifestyle can do the same trick, because I experienced it myself. So now I found the balance completely. I am very stable and I have great energy levels, and I feel much, much better than while I was cleansing or when I was eating only fruit. So it's really about finding out where you are at in your life right now, and then you can take the next step. I always say this, and I can't stress it enough. Just because someone is juice fasting for 50, 60, or 100 days or whatever time, and they claim they have so much energy and they feel so clear, when they talk about it online, most of these people, the longer they go, the more delusional they get. And this is what happened to myself. Most people become so sensitive, they can't work a normal job anymore, they can't function anymore, they can't tolerate any pressure from the outside world. And this to me means someone is really weak in a way. You know, I wouldn't say it's healthy to be able to take all the stress of the world and all the pressure and just deal with it, like just, take it on. That's not what I mean. But not being able to withstand any pressure from the outside just means you are weak. And that's what I didn't see. I thought this sensitivity is so good, but it made me dream of the tropics all the time because I wanted to escape this this reality of society and all the things that come with it. But really the problem was what I was doing. The problem was not my environment. The problem was what I was doing, because now I'm in Germany. And even when you're in Sweden, in Scandinavia, or in general, in colder regions of the world, you can still live a fully raw or high raw plant-based lifestyle and feel amazing. You don't have to go on these long juice fasts. So with that being said, I just want to quickly go into a few of the flaws of detoxification. Some of them I already touched on. But one thing is that many of the gurus and people online say only fruit is the best. Only fruit, we need to eat only fruit to cleanse our bodies and to really become healthy. And while it might be the most aggressive and quickest way, doesn't mean it's the best. Because for most people, it's not sustainable. For sure, I know lots of fruitarians who's really thrive on a fruitarian lifestyle, like eating mostly or even only fruit. For sure, even myself, I eat mostly fruit during the day, and then I have a salad or a cooked a whole food plant-based meal in the evening. So just because for some people it works doesn't mean it works for you. As I just explained, assess and find out where you're at right now and then take the next step. Maybe for you, the first step is just adapting, eating fruit for breakfast and doing whatever you're doing initially for the rest of the day. And then at some point you might feel like, wow, like I don't even feel like eating so heavy for lunch anymore. So you could switch it and exchange it for fruit again, for a big smoothie or for a big salad. So really, like, you don't have to eat only fruit to really heal and cleanse your body. It might take a little longer if you still incorporate cooked food or some nuts and seeds if you are raw, but and it might take a little more time, but it's more sustainable because the probability and the chances that and what I see in most people is that they go on these fruit diets or even juice cleanses and then they jump back to much heavier food instead of just taking one step at a time, step by step, and adapting a healthier lifestyle consistently. And then after, all of a sudden, after a year, 2, 3, 4 years, we find ourselves being like almost fully raw or fully raw, even almost fruitarian, you know, thriving without having had to push at all, just naturally progressing in life. And this is really the best approach to detoxification is, because if you are still eating processed foods, you're going to heal and your body is going to cleanse itself and detoxify itself just from you leaving out processed food and switching to more whole foods. Detoxification doesn't mean long juice fasts and fruit only. My next point would be, the more I clean my body, the less food I need. This is also a common misconception in the community, and I believe in that too. It's the mindset of breatharianism, you know, at some point we don't need any food anymore. And maybe, just maybe, there are some yogis somewhere in the Himalayan mountains, you know, that just sit in a cave and they meditate all day and they don't eat and drink. It might be possible. I don't know. I have never met or seen anybody do it, but I'm not saying it's not possible. But what I'm saying is, for most people that are living a normal life, not something we really should thrive to do or go to on to do. Most people fail. They fall hard, very hard, and then it takes a lot of energy and a lot of time and discipline to find balance again. Another misconception is cooked food is toxic. And while it might not be the optimal food, for sure, as I said before, fully fruit-based raw vegan lifestyle is the healthiest, for sure. It doesn't mean that cooked food is toxic. I mean, try to prove to me that a steamed broccoli or steamed cauliflower or some baked pumpkin is toxic. I don't think so. It's, for myself, from my own experience, it digests much better and feels much better to me than having raw gourmet food or salads with high fat, like nutty dressings or things like that, you know. So really just experiment with different types of food, cooked or not cooked, raw, more high fat, low fat, and just eat it. Don't overeat, just eat it until you're satisfied and then listen to your body and it will tell you. Just a couple days ago, I came home late from my rehabilitation and I had to go shopping. I had to buy more bananas because I was running out. So while I was in the supermarket, I was so hungry because it was already like 4:30 p.m. and I only had my last smoothie at 12:30 or 1, and I didn't think that I had to go shopping again. So I was so hungry that I ate two pretzels, vegan pretzels, in the supermarket. And the next day I had a runny nose. I was completely full of mucus. I was sneezing the whole day. I had like pressure in my head. And naturally, I was like, okay, I didn't program myself like, oh, I will feel so bad after eating these pretzels. I just surrendered to the experience. I ate it. and the next day I felt so bad. And this was just a sign, no, you can't do that, you know, don't give me that food anymore. The body is telling me, you're like, I'm not ready for this food anymore. I need healthier options. And just naturally, without me programming myself or being in this stressed out mindset of, oh, I ate these pretzels and it's going to make me so feel so bad and I'm going to be bloated and whatever. It just is what it is. But also, just a day later, everything was gone again. I felt just completely normal and I didn't cleanse the whole day. I didn't only drink juice. I just did what I normally do. Have my smoothie for breakfast and lunch, eat lots of fruit, and then for dinner I had some roasted vegetables, and that's it. I didn't even cleanse in that term, you know, what the detoxification community would call cleansing. I didn't do it, and I still felt incredibly good the next day. So, yeah, cooked food, I don't think it's toxic. It depends what food, how you cook it. Of course, if you do it with lots of oil, definitely unhealthy. And if it's processed, for sure, cooked food is toxic. But simple cooked veggies, there's nothing bad about it. And that brings me to the next flaw in the detoxification community. And this is all hunger means emotional eating. And this mostly comes from people who are on these long juice fasts. They are restricting, and the body is missing nutrients, is missing calories, is missing fiber, and it's telling, you know, it's telling these people, I am hungry, you know, I need proper food, I need fiber, give me some whole food. But they are saying, or many are saying, that it's all emotional. Like eating a simple salad or eating, you know, something like that is emotional eating. No, it's just your body is hungry and it's naturally giving you signs because you are starving yourself. And if you look at these people, like, and or if you are one of these people and you made it thus far, congratulations. But if you really like look in the mirror and look at yourself and really like compare yourself to someone healthy that is active, is doing lots of sport and all of these things, like, most people that are fasting for a long time, they don't look healthy. They look very depleted. They look very thin and like skeletal and just low energy. The life force is like kind of taken out of them in a way. But this only applies for people who've done it for a long time. If someone comes from being overweight and things like that, and then they go on a juice fast and lose lots of weight, of course, initially they look much better, much, much healthier. But there's a time frame where it's healthy to do, and then there's a time frame where it's very unhealthy and it just becomes an obsession. Also, what comes hand in hand with fasting a lot of times is dry fasting or even water fasting. And I would say maybe water fasting was a good thing to do maybe 100 or 200 years ago when we weren't as sick yet and as full of toxins as we are now. But right now, most people are just not ready for any water fasting because they are so toxic. So just applying a whole food, plant-based or even high fruit or fully fruit lifestyle will do the trick. It will detoxify you, it will keep you balanced, it will give you lots of energy. And if you can maintain a fruitarian lifestyle on its own, just fruits or high fruit and maybe some salads here and there, you're already on top of the game. You know, you're already on top and you're doing already the best you can, really. Because juice fasting just isn't sustainable. And I hope that really came across in this episode today. This is really something I feel like everybody needs to hear, everybody in this community, because even people who have been raw and balanced for a long time, still some of them feel like, you know, they see other people fasting all the time and they feel like, maybe I should even try fasting, you know, maybe I should jump into it. But the reality is you just don't need it. Unless your body really tells you, like actively tells you, I am not hungry, because, for example, you're really sick or you had an accident or something. For example, when I broke my leg, I really wasn't hungry. My body didn't want to eat. I drank mostly juices and lots of coconut water when I was still in Bali. But then after my surgery, it was still the same for a couple of days, only juices and some melons. And then slowly I was interested in more whole food again, like salads and then even some cooked food. And my leg has healed exceptionally well. Most people, like all the doctors and physiotherapists that looked at my leg, like the wounds and how little swelling there was, they were impressed. And they asked me, like, what do you do? Like, do you do lots of treatments or like, what's your secret kind of? And I said, well, I'm eating healthy. I'm trying to move my body, get good sleep, breathe fresh air, not get too stressed out by life in general. And this is all I'm doing. I know it's not, I'm not taking a magic pill. I'm not doing anything secret. It's very simple. And that's really what it comes down to. Health is extremely simple. It's not easy. I always say this, it's not easy, but it's simple. Once we know what to do and we take out all these things also that I shared in this episode and in my other episodes too, and also on Instagram at fabio.bellanova. Yeah, it's just, this is a passion for me because I was really in a dark place for 1 or 2 years when I was in this binge and restricting cycle and developed bulimia even for a year. And now I'm out of it. And now I see so clearly what I did wrong and how easily and simply we can avoid falling into these traps of detoxification and cleansing. So I hope I answered any question that you might have, or maybe cleared up some things that, yeah, maybe some views or perspective that you have on detoxification. And if you have any other question, if anything comes up, please reach out to me on Instagram at fabio.bellanova. Like, really don't hesitate to reach out to me. I love to connect with new like-minded people. And really my passion is supporting people on their health journey, people who feel stuck and really need just a little push and just some insights on how to do it properly. And this gives me so much driving force behind what I do, making these episodes, sharing and posting on social media. So feel free to connect with me there. Most likely you came from there because I advertise this podcast mostly on Instagram. But yeah, make sure you follow this podcast so you don't miss out on future episodes. I upload every Sunday. So no matter where you are in the world, every Sunday you will have an episode available. And if you have any suggestions for episodes, feel free to reach out to me too. Otherwise, I wish you a great week ahead, or whenever you are listening to this podcast, I wish you a great day, rest of the day, and really just stay grounded, stay healthy, and keep your balance. Don't go into the extremes and really go step by step on your journey and with consistency and with patience, and then you will achieve a lot. In a short amount of time, just in a few months and years, you will achieve much more than trying to force moving forward. So thank you so much again for listening to this episode, and I hope to see you in the next one. Bye-bye.